Are there women?
Executive committee.
Are there women?
Call an executive committee to order. Have your attention, please.
Sell more sprinkler systems.
Have your attention, we're calling executive committee. To order Tuesday, November the 12th. Call executive committee to order Tuesday, November the 12th, 2013, 4 o'clock. Present, myself, Chris Bullock, council member Sheldon, Tackett, Powers, Smiley, Cartier, Diller, Retta, and Anthony DeFuri is taking notes. I need approval minutes for my last session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Agenda item number 3, R13-245, authorizing the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees ASME, affiliate local 3109, collective bargaining agreement. Ask Jim McDonald, administration, if he would speak. Before he speaks, joining us is council member Kilpatrick. Mr. McDonald.
Good afternoon, council.
Yes.
We've negotiated a contract with 3109. It has very little fiscal impact of about $10,000 per year. And the purpose of that was to align everyone back from the 19-step pay plan, which was created several years ago. That's really the only real fiscal impact of the contract dollar-wise. There were some other benefits that were added. There were 5 furlough days, I believe, was the other big item. Ed?
Ed Mellon, from the finance office. Just to add to what Jim said, it's a 0% COLA for the next 2 years, no cost of living increase in 2014-2015. The 19-step pay plan is being eliminated, going back to the 10-step pay plan. And you said the 5 furlough days this year and next year, paid furlough days for 2 years. And it's a 2-year contract. That's my
question. Joining us is Councilmember Weiner, Councilmember Powers, and Councilmember Smiley. Comment on question.
I was going to ask how long the contract. He answered it. Just put my hand down.
Councilmember Smiley.
Question was put to me, and I said, based on my past experience, the answer I believe was yes. The furlough days, that was in lieu of any pay increases.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that actually takes effect FY14 now.
Correct.
So they can take the 5 days. Anytime between now and June 30th.
Correct.
And they're not accumulative.
They could be accumulative. You can carry them over to the next fiscal year.
You can carry them over to the next fiscal year.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay. What?
Councilmember Powers?
What will happen in the second year?
Well, they have to use them by the end of
They'll have to contract. Use the yeah. end yes. of this contract. I just yeah. want to make sure.
That is and they're not paid out.
When you say they can carry them, that's good.
Don't. Councilmember Smiley, have a follow-up.
No, I got it. Use them or lose them.
All right. Council. Councilmember Retta.
Yes. Bill, I didn't catch all your question that you asked on that the carryovers. Is that what you asked?
Yeah, what I asked was Bill Powers was they said they carry for this year over, but they have to be done before the whole contract within 2 years. But maybe
it's 5 paid furlough days in each contract. Because we're so far
each year the contract.
Each correct. Year the contract.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. So if they only use 3 this year, next year they would get the 5 plus the additional 2, and they have to use those. All those days have to be over by the end of the contract.
Okay. Question. Hypothetical question. If somebody who has these 5 or 10 furlough days, if they're going to be go on pension or leave, is there compensation, money compensation for that?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to check because
like your vacation.
There's a lot of other things they have compensation for.
They're not getting compensated for.
Okay.
Councilmember Smiley.
One more quick one, and this is more of a curiosity thing. What was behind the change of the proration of vacation? The 30-day limit on the amount of vacation time for employees who are terminated, voluntarily resign, or retire was removed. That leads me to believe that they'd be eligible for more.
Yeah, what happened? I can explain that. Okay. For some reason, there was a while.
Please identify yourself again.
Ed Melowicki from the finance office. Many years ago, for some reason, in their 3109 language, if you've been here long enough where you would accumulate more than 30 days of vacation, like myself, say you would accrue 32 days or 33 days as the year went on.
Mm-hmm.
you would only get paid, you left, you only would get paid for 30 days. You wouldn't get paid for the amount of actual days you accrued that year. So right. this makes it, there's no cap on
it. Okay, I was just wondering what the thought process was. Was this the only contract that had that?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I understand why.
Yeah.
Jim McDonough, executive. It was mainly, we've gone through and tried to make things consistent throughout all the contracts.
No,
that's what we're hoping
to do. The consistency makes sense, but that's why I didn't know.
That, okay. That was a strange quirk that's been in that contract for years. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. McDonough, Mr. Middleton. Any other questions or comments, counsel? Moving on to agenda item number 4, substitute number 2, ordinance 13-081. To amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, Article 2, County Council regarding legislative agents. My co-sponsor, Mr. Weiner, and I agreed to table this to a later date.
Could you table it in Kent County?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Agenda item number 5, I don't see any one from the legal team from the administration.
Well, that's too bad.
It's the prerogative of the chair
that
we don't go into executive session. Unless the council sees different.
Seeing none,
anything on the other? Public comment?
Oh, let me go get the adult lady.
Mrs. Smiley.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Second.
Marcus.